Welcome to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Peches. We are starting with Halacha Beis and a Vilna source daf. It's on Ayin Beis Abad Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Heaven Aliyah. And we continue discussing weaving. So let's just have a quick overview of the olden day weaving apparatus, which is usually called a loom. And most very basically, there were two frames, one placed behind the other, set into the frame where loops are called heddles. And so thread was placed through the heddles, through the eye, the hole of these two frames, then looped around the bar or harness that was behind these two frames, and then brought back through. And basically, when one of the frames was picked up, the other one was lowered, and that raised and lowered the threads in order to be able to put another thread through them, and that was the weaving. As the Mishnah tells us, ha'isa shnei bati nirin bin nirin, if someone puts two bati nirin into nirin, meaning basically he threads the thread through the heddles, ubikiros, or he does two threads of weaving in a very wide type of weave that basically has very big gaps in between the threads, ubinapa uvakvara, or the fine sieve or coarse sieve, or basal, or he makes a basket, chayiv, he's chayiv in all situations. Again, that's because he did two, and that's considered a melacha miskayames. On to a different melacha, hatever shtei tfiros, va'kareal manasot for shtei tfiros, if a person sews two stitches, or he tears the garment in order to be able to sew two stitches, he would be chayiv for that as well. So now we just clarify, the Gemara tells us, benirin, what is this? Niraya, this is the heddles of the loom, bikiros, what's kiros, kiruma, again, this is the large weaver speaking about that has big gaps in between the weave. Now we go on to talk about sewing. You know, sometimes you'll have an old piece of clothing, and let's say you see that the sleeve is coming off the main body of the garment, the stitch is getting opened, and all you have to do is pull the thread that's sticking out, and that tightens all the loose stitches and makes it strong again. That's what the Gemara is addressing right now. Rabba quotes Rav Yirmiyahu, who says, "Shem Rav, hamatech tzad v'shabbos chayv mishum toifer." If a person pulls its sides on Shabbos, meaning he pulls that loose thread and that tightens everything, it tightens the loose thread and both sides of the garment now come back together, chayv mishum toifer is chayv for sewing. Now, this next line in the Gemara, "Neimer mishum toifer mishum kosher," is not really relevant for our discussion over here. We had brought in the Gemara earlier in Parak Klal Gadol in the 7th Parak in Halacha Beis, and that's really where it's relevant. Moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah continues discussing Kareya, HaKareya B'chamasoi. If a person tears something in his anger, he's upset, so he tears a piece of clothing, V'almesoi, or he tears his garment because somebody died. This is in grief. It's the Chiva Kriya that one has to tear when somebody dies. What's the din? Call him a Makalkalin Peturin. Anyone that's Makalkal, they ruin their putter, and this is considered being Makalkal. They're ruining the garment. It's not for any productive purpose, and therefore they're putter. And V'amakalkal, Manaslatakin, Shiori Kimatakin, someone who's Makalkal, in order to be Matakin, the shear of Chiyov is the nuff you need to be Matakin. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, if a person tears the garment enough and with the intention to be able to sew two stitches, he's chayv just for that tearing alone, even without sewing. Now the Gemara begins by focusing on the part of the Mishnah that if a person is Kareya Almesoi, he tears his garment over the death of his loved one, he's Pater because that's Makalkal. Now that would be Mashma that he's not Yoitze his Chiyov of tearing Kriya, because if he was Yoitze, that means he should be chayv for tearing on Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara says, Bon Kumi Rabba, the ask in front of Rabba, Hechma Da'at Amar Taman. What about regarding what he said over there? Hashreichet chatasa b'Shabbes. If a person shechs his karmel chatas in Shabbos, he was over an aveira that he had to bring karmel chatas, and he brought it to the Beis Hamikdash and he shechted it on Shabbos. Kiper, he received his kapara. But now maybe acheres, he has to bring another karbon because he was over for shechting on Shabbos. But he still received his kapara. So Amar Rav Hocha, why don't we say the same thing over here? Take out the word life from Girsa. Yatzei de kiroi. He should be yatzei his kriya. You're right, he's not allowed to tear his garment on Shabbos, but at the end of the day, he did do so, and he had a chiv to tear. So we should say that he was yatzei his kriya. Why are we saying the kol makalkalin peturin, which is mashma that he's not yitzis kriya, and it must be elikreb shimon that we're going like Reb Shimon says adshei loy tzarech begufa shel davar, a person only chayev if he needs the thing itself. This is what we've had many times before in the Masechta. Reb Shimon holds that if it's melacha shein tzricha legufa, a person's potter on, and that would be the difference between kirei al manas litvar versus kirei al mesoi. Kirei al manas litvar, he needs the tear itself because now he wants to sew it up. But in regards to kirei al mesoi, he doesn't need the tear itself. He's being mekayem mitzvah. He has to tear kriya, and that's why he's tearing his beged. But he doesn't actually need the torn part of the beged itself. Therefore, it's considered melacha shein tzricha legufa that he'd be potter on. Now, peches on bez on top, Amar loin, Rabba told them that no, your whole comparison to the case of chatas, that if a person had a chiv to bring a carbon chatas and he brought it on Shabbos, he's yotze, he just has to now bring another one. That's not a good comparison to the case of kareal mesoi. Why is that? Because Taman, over there in the case of chatas, hu garm la'atzmai, he caused it for himself. He did an avera, so now he has a chiv to bring a carbon, and that's why if he brings a carbon on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to bring a carbon on Shabbos, he's still yotze, because he was the one that caused himself to do it. Ram Hacha, over here, in the case of kareal mesoi, atko ram toloi, you were the one that caused him to do it. In other words, the chachamim were the ones that told him that he has to tear kriya because one of his relatives died. And included in that chiv of tearing kriya is that you're not allowed to tear kriya on Shabbos, which is why even if he does, he's not yotzei's kriya. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, what type of answer is this? Vafilu taman, even over there in the case of chatos, atko ram toloi, we could still say that you caused it for him. Sheilui shamar toloi sheyavoi, if you wouldn't have told him to bring a carbon in the first place, hey chayim schaper loi, how would he have gotten a kapara? So actually, the case of bringing a chatos on Shabbos is compared to the case of Kriya. And therefore, Havitzarech Meimar, we have to go back to the original answer, meaning what the Talmidim had suggested to Ravon in the first place, Rib Shimon he, that this is really Rib Shimon. Where the market is with another question. Chavrai Ba'im Kumi Rabbi Yaisa, the Chum in the base Meir asked in front of Rabbi Yaisa, Loikein Om Rabbi Yechanan B'Shem Rishim Ben Yitzadak, did Rabbi Yechanan say in the name of Rishim Ben Yitzadak, Matzah Gzula, Eina Yotze Ba'i Dei Chavasa Pesach, that if a person stole Matzah, he's not Yotze his Chiv with that. If he ate it by Lil Seder, he's not Yotze, and that's because it's a mitzvah Abba Ba'Veira. He did an Aveira in the process of doing the mitzvah, and so he's not Yotze. And it's the same thing with tearing Kriya on Shabbos. How could we say that he's Yotze his Chiv of tearing on Shabbos, and he's just not Chayiv because we hold like Rib Shimon that it's Mochashin Sri Chalagufa? He shouldn't be Yotze in the first place. It's a mitzvah Abba Ba'Veira. So Amar Lain, he responded to them, Taman over there, Gufa Aveira. It itself is an Aveira. The matzah itself is looked at as an Aveira. You can think of it like he's eating an Aveira. So how could he be Yotze? From Hachai over here, when he's tearing Kriya, who of our Aveira is being over an Aveira, tearing Kriya itself is not a problem. If he tears during the week, that's totally fine. It's just that it's an issue that he was tearing on Shabbos. That's not like the matzah, which the matzah itself is stolen. Kachanu Aimrim, Haitzi Matzah Rishus Yachel Rishus Rabim, Eni Yotze Bayde Chavas Pesach. Do we say that if a person takes matzah from Rishus Yachel to Rishus Rabim, he's not Yotze's Chiv on Pesach? We don't say that, even though an Aveira was done in the process, because there's nothing wrong with the matzah itself that he's eating. The matzah is perfectly fine. Along the way, before he got to the matzah, he ended up being Oiren Aveira, but he still yotze without matzah. It's only when he stole the matzah that stolen Passover bread itself is problematic, and that's why he can't be yotze with it. We continue discussing this. Tani was taught in a brisa, matzah gzula asr levarech aleha. If a person stole matzah, he's not allowed to make a bracha on it. And our Rabbi Shai explains, why is this? Al shem ubaitseya beirich neetz Hashem. This pasuk tells us that a baitseya, a thief, who's beirich, who makes a bracha, he's just blasphemed Hashem, and therefore no making a bracha on stolen matzah. Now, Rav Yoina, he clarifies, that's only right in the beginning. You want to eat matzah that you stole? You can't do that. You can't make a bracha on it. But at the end, meaning if the guy ended up eating it, he stole the matzah, he ate it, then he for sure would make a bracha, meaning he would bench on it. Why is that? Because loy dam hu chayev loy, isn't he just chayev money? The moment he ate the matzah, that's considered shin rishus, that's an official act of acquiring it, and now he's only chayev for the value of the matzah, which means that by the time he finished eating the matzah, it's considered his matzah, and then he would bench on it. Which means that b'diyeved, a person is yotze with matzah gzula, with stolen matzah. Again, l'chatchila, he's not going to be making a bracha on it, which means he's not allowed to eat it, but if he did eat that matzah, he's yotze. However, Rabbi Yonah says, ein aveira mitzvah, and aveira can't be a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yisrael Amar, he says the same thing, just the other way around, but he really means the same thing, ein mitzvah aveira, a mitzvah can't come through an aveira, and therefore one would not be yotze the mitzvah matzah, even in such a case. And Amar Vila, he tells us, where do we get this from? The pasuk says, eilah mitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs. What do we learn from here? Ima sison ke mitzvah son, hein mitzvahs. If they were done like they were commanded in their proper way, it's considered a mitzvah. Vim lav, ein on mitzvahs. If not, they're not even considered mitzvahs, and so he's not yotze even b'diyeved. And at halacha dalid, we've already mentioned this a number of times previously in the Gemara regarding various other sugyos, but here we have the original Mishnah, shir hamalabin v'hamanapes hatsoiveya v'hatoive, the shir, the one would be chayiv for whitening, for combing wool, for dyeing wool, or for spinning, shiroi kemloi roichav hasit kafel, the shir is double the width of a sit. We've explained previously that a sit is the distance in between the forefinger and the middle finger when they're stretched as fully apart from each other as possible. That's a roichav sit. So over here, the shir of chiyuv is, if he does this to the length of thread, that's double the width of a sit. Furthermore, ha'irik shnei chutin, we also learned previously that if a person weaves two threads, he's chayiv. The question is, how much of a length of thread does he have to weave? We know it has to be at least two, but how long? The answer is, shiur kimulay hasit, it's only one sit's worth, not two. Now, the Gemara asked Tamantanino over there, we learned, this is earlier on in the Masechta, hamaitzi eitzim, one who brings out wood, he's ayver k'dei levashel beitzakala, if he brought it out enough that he could cook an egg. And the continuation of that is that if he brought out klipe egoizim or klipe rimainim, different things that are used as dyes, he's chayiv only if he cares out enough that he could dye a small garment with. And the question is, over here you're saying this, over here you're saying the shir chiyuv tzeveya is kamoi rechav asid kafel, which is way less than the shir mentioned over there, which is enough to dye a whole small beged. And this is no issue. Taman b'maitzi letzbaya. Over there we're talking about he's carrying something out into the rishus rabim in order to dye a cloth somewhere else. And we know that when we're talking about haitzah, carrying from one rishus to another, it has to be a chashuv amount. And it's not considered chashuv unless it's able to dye a small garment. From hacha over here, b'tzeveya, we're talking about where the guy actually dyed something, he colored cloth, and that itself is considered a chashuv act, and therefore the shear is much smaller, double the width of a sit. We're going to stop here for the day. I pick up tomorrow with halacha hey, going on to discuss the melacha of tzad, trapping. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.